Bonjour, Anine. My name is Shelley McIntyre. I'm Grand Portage Ojibwe. I'm a retired former librarian, Indian land and history researcher, and photographer. The first time I fell in love with the night sky, I was a little girl, and I was allowed to be out a little bit briefly after dark in the high summertime under the full moon, and I walked past this row of bushes, and in the moonlight I saw rabbits dancing. There must have been 3, 4, 5 of them doing their mating dance, hopping over one another over and over again, and it was so beautiful and so enchanting. And after that, I knew that I just loved the dark and the sky and the moon. One time as an older teenager, there was a lunar eclipse and the moon was almost directly overhead, and there was a group of us out in the road watching this, and as we were standing there all chattering in amazement at this, all of a sudden I realized, those are not clouds moving. This is the corona of the Northern Lights, and it was white, and it was flickering fast like white clouds right overhead during this lunar eclipse. And I exclaimed to everybody, hey, those are Northern Lights. But nobody had ever seen the Northern Lights, much less overhead, and so nobody believed me. But I was astounded and stunned. That was the first time I saw the corona. Another time, laying up on top of a mountain, up on our beautiful Canadian Shield Rock, it felt so good to lay there, all warm and comfy, wrapped up in my big coat like a blanket, looking up at the sky and watching the meteors fly by, and then every now and then, a fireball. One of our friends had cooked a big casserole, so we had good food all night long. And then we could hear loons flying and calling to each other off in the distance. And then a little bit later, also to the west, we could hear the wolves howling. They must have been traveling. And there was 2 couples madly in love that night up there. And so there was just this feeling of love floating through the air all around us with the meteors and the fireballs. And we stayed up there until dawn began breaking in the east. And it was just pure ecstasy, rock, night sky, meteors, and love. Watching the night sky fall, seeing the blue and the pink on the horizon, and then one by one, waiting for that first star to come out so brilliant and so bright, and then the next one appearing as if by magic, and you wait and wait for them, and then suddenly they're there. Just with a sleeping bag and a sleep out under them, the night sky. Of course, one can do this only when it's nice and warm out, but it's so special just to throw down a sleeping bag and just look at the sky as you're falling asleep, and then to wake up under the night sky, or to wake up as the night sky is slowly fading. And one time we were sleeping on the shore of a little sand lake. We were coming back from a powwow and just threw our sleeping bags down on the edge of this lake. And I was laying on my stomach just before it was getting light. And I happened to wake up and I just barely lifted my head up. And I was nose to nose with a little skunk. And that little skunk just looked at me in surprise with wide eyes. And I just froze. This little skunk just whipped around, held its tail high in the air. I saw the black and the white, and it just trotted off. Thank goodness that's all that happened. And I always like to look out the window while I'm flying. And I sat on the left side of the plane so I could see out the left window. And as we were flying down from the Northwest Territories, down through Manitoba, down to Minneapolis, I realized that very early in the evening, when everybody was going to sleep already, that I could see the Northern Lights off on the horizon. So I just stayed up all night and watched the Northern Lights the whole night long. And it was just extraordinary and so special. The Northern Lights up above us a little bit, and then down below us, we're riding the jet stream. Another time, I accompanied two photographer pals, and then another one of their pals showed up, and so we all hung out together all night long by this beautiful little swamp while the Northern Lights were off in the distance. And we just talked and laughed all night long. And there was such a good feeling of friendly camaraderie, a feeling of being compañeros. Good friends just quietly talking and laughing out in the dark. I feel so fortunate to have had these experiences and so grateful to be able to get out with my cousin, the photographer, and with relatives who similarly enjoy the dark. I love the night sky, and how could I ever live without it?